Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Okay, of course, we are in the kitchen, and it is good evening to you and IUB at 11:22 on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson, Paulie Rosenberg, and 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you on a little bit more than a 90-minute schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 1, right here on your fan, New York City. Lots of everything to talk about tonight. The first overtime with the Islanders and Tampa Bay is done. It just ended a few moments ago. They are even at 1, as you know. The Islanders are down 3-1 in that series. In a Game 7 with Denver and with the Doc Rivers Hollywood Clippers, Denver, with about 6 minutes to go, a little less than 6 minutes to go now in the fourth quarter, and it is a double-digit lead for the Denver Nuggets. Last we saw, it was 89-76. And what we also happened to see a few moments ago, a terrible shooting night for Leonard and George together, 10-for-31 from the floor. And the key guy for Denver is Jamal Murray. He is working on a 40-point evening for the Denver Nuggets. So with under 6 minutes to go, right around six, a little less than that, last I saw some moments ago, Denver with a 13-point lead. It was at one point 89-76. So that, of course, the Game 7. We will be talking about the Giants and the Jets, and baseball in serious October baseball is going to have a bubble. We'll get into that, but first a few words, not from our sponsor, but from me on the Yankees and the Metropolitans. First of all, with the Yankees, you would think they would be saving some for Private Ryan. Remember when the Yankees were leaving runners in scoring position? Now they don't leave anybody in scoring position. The Yankees are now in scoring position as soon as they get into the batter's box. It was so bad for the Blue Jays tonight. The Canadian government passed an executive order that they stay in Buffalo. The Yankees now qualify for the AFC East, or if they choose, the NFC East, outscoring the Giants by 4, the Jets by 3, with Garcia outpitching both Darnold and Jones from Sunday and Monday night. It all began in the bottom of the second inning for the Yankees when the Fisher King in right field was apparently checking his hotel menu, misplaying a couple of catchable drives, and the Yankees took it from there. They might not have scored anything in that inning were it not for the Fisher King, but the Yankees, as I say, didn't make an out for the rest of the game. Stanton was back. He, the only regular to go hitless, and that's hard to believe, but hitless, nobody else. Urshela was back with three hits, and DJ LeMahieu, the home run, five RBIs. Luke Voit batting number two. He, too, with two home runs, now with the major league lead with the 18. He, too, had five RBIs. Sanchez, the long ball, three-run homer from him, and he, too, had four RBIs. And let's not forget the top of the third with the walk, the walk, and the walk, and a couple of guys with who got hit by pitches. The Jays apparently figuring better to hit them before they hit us. Six in a row for the New York Yankees. And counting. And they were tied for the number seven seed with Cleveland, but Cleveland lost to the White Sox. So all alone in seventh place is New York Yankees. Give them a few more extra days for a few more regular season games, and they'll overtake Tampa. And Tampa, the number two seed. So if they were to start right now, and of course you know the end is September 27, if they were to start right now, you know the Yankees would be taking on as a seven seed with so much still in play. But they would be taking on, of course, the Rays now in that second seed. Meanwhile, the Metropolitans just left another man on base. They left three on in the first inning, had the tying run at the plate with two on in the ninth inning, and for the record, 12 men were left on the bases. Porcello simply said here, allowed two damaging two-out hits, a single for two runs, a home run by Gregorius for two more. And all the Mets could get was a Nimmo solo home run. So, again, so many missed opportunities, loaded in the first inning, and then it was Alonso struggling overall, flying out with the bases loaded in the first inning. The Mets had the bases loaded in the sixth inning with the double play from Ramos. It was the Davis double play in the seventh inning. In the eighth inning, they had second and third when a two-out dribbler up the third baseline had Segura tag McNeil coming into third. And two men were on in the ninth inning, the tying run at home plate. So you know what happened there. Arrieta had the double whammy with the hammy, hitting Jimenez in the right leg in the sixth inning, and then pulling the hammy in his right leg. The Phillies pen, get this, and I think you know this already, this just adds insult to injury. The Philadelphia bullpen with a 7.18 ERA, and you're not going to be surprised to hear this, the bullpen 7.18, of course, held the Metropolitans without a run for 3 2/3 innings. The Metropolitans among the leaders in batting average, on base percentage, so no surprise they lead the major leagues in double plays with 43 hit batters as well. Another way they're getting on base, 40 times they have been hit by pitches, and they lead the majors in so many categories, and in frustration, they lead more than any other team. And, of course, we are going to touch on the Jets from Sunday, the New York Football Giants from Monday night. And you know now, I'm sure, about the bubble come serious October baseball for everybody that gets in, which is just about everybody with the 16 teams. Quickly, we'll go over this, and then, of course, we'll take to your calls, and everything is in play from hockey to football, even those who, after baseball tonight, not into the hockey, watching Game 7 with Denver and Doc Rivers Clippers. here's how the bubble is going to work. The American League Division Series is going to be in two ballparks, San Diego and Dodger Stadium. The National League Divisional Series is going to be in Arlington, where the Rangers play, and Minute Maid Park, where the Astros play. And no days off. No days off. So right away, stress for the starting pitching and stress for the bullpen. There will be the customary days off once we get to the World Series, and that is going to be in one place, and that is going to be in Arlington, and that'll be the first time since 1944 that a World Series during the war is going to be held in one place, because it was the St. Louis Browns and the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyway, that was then, but the World Series will be in one place, and that, of course, is going to be in Arlington. Again, the American League Divisional Series in San Diego and Hollywood with the Dodger Stadium, the National League Division in Arlington and Houston, the American League Championship Series is going to be in San Diego, the National League Championship Series is going to be in Arlington, and again, with days off, the World Series is going to be in Texas. Players and families could be in their hotels for as long as 5.5 weeks. It's going to be a grind, but only the strong survive. And so that's where we are with the postseason with serious October baseball. As you know, we're less than 2 weeks away from the end of the regular season, which is September 27. If you're a Yankee fan, you wanted some of these runs saved for, as I said only a few moments ago, for Private Ryan. And if you're a Metropolitan fan, the great news is it is official. Steve Cohen with 95% of the New York Metropolitans. And, of course, we don't know what kind of an owner he's going to be, but I think it's a safe guess that Metropolitan fans will be more happy with Cohen than the Will Ponzi's. And so happy is not a word you won't even put in the same sentence with the Will Ponzi's, but it is official. So we feel bad for A-Roid and J-Lo. Better luck next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.